Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Snowman Greenbaum bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and my new book has a website called ageofthecustomer.com. That's the name of the book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance. Just go to ageofthecustomer.com. You can read and watch and listen to all the things that you need to know about the book. And you know what, folks? As I've said before, I just want you to get better. I just want you to understand that there's a shift happening, and that if you're not part of the new shift, then you're going to get run over and overtaken and squashed by the new one, and you're not going to survive. So if that means that I have to give you everything that's in the book, which you can find on both of my websites, if that's what makes you survive, then that's fine. But if you'd like to buy the book, I'll sell it to you too, and that's at ageofthecustomer.com.
Hey, if I can just jump in, that's a really good book. I enjoyed reading it immensely, and you've got some ideas in there that I haven't seen anywhere else.
You won't find them. I appreciate you saying that. I mean, you won't find them anywhere else. And like I said, folks, I love to say the book, but mostly I want you to survive. So please find out whatever it takes to get this information. Please check it out. Ivan, thanks again for being here. It's International Networking Week, folks. And what we're going to do, Ivan, I want you to, let's make this a month soon. We also, when we make it the month, let's make it the Galactic International Networking Month. What do you think?
All right, I'll work on that.
Instead of just international. Because I expect you to be on Mars soon. So.
Okay, I'll work on that.
Well, you don't have anything else to do, Ivan. Hey, Ivan, I love a video. I love this video that you put out recently about the International Networking Week. And when you talked about this room, this networking room that would be all yours, and it reminded me of what I tell my guests when they join me on the show. I tell them we're like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. And so that your networking room is kind of like that. Tell the audience about that.
It really is. And it's a concept by Stuart Emery, and he's invited me to do a book with him. So we're going to actually have a book coming out in a few months called Who's in Your Room. And the concept is that it's a metaphor. Imagine that you live your life in one room, and that room has only one door, and that door is an enter-only door,
It's one way.
Only door. One way, people can enter, but
you can check anytime you like, but you can never leave.
You can never leave. And the question that we pose is, if that were true, if it were true that there's only one door, when people come in, you can't let them out, would you be more selective about the people that you let close to you?
Who would you want hanging out in that room all the time?
Yeah. Well, everybody I've ever asked this question to has always said, yeah, I'd be a lot more selective. And so our question really is, then why aren't you more selective now? Because it's really difficult to get people really out of your room who should have never been in the room to begin with. But we're a little complacent about who we let close to us. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we make decisions. When I first heard him talk about this a few years ago, I realized I had let somebody, a couple of somebodies, into my room on a project who were very, very qualified at what they did. But, they had a lot of drama.
Right.
And I knew that, but I'd let them into my room because of their qualifications. And it was one of the biggest mistakes.
You weren't discerning enough, were you?
No, I wasn't. And I wasn't discerning for the right reasons. And it's not always just whether somebody's qualified, certainly on paper. Mm-hmm. But do they bring drama to the room? Mm-hmm. Do they bring chaos to
baggage.
The room?
Yeah.
Are they difficult to work with? And those reasons,
even if you can put up with them, if they're other teammates, what if they don't get along with the others?
That's a really good point, and I think that's probably one of the reasons why I brought them into my room was that I felt I could put up with them, but I didn't think of the fallout of them working with others and not playing well in the sandbox. And so one of the first things I did when I got back from hearing him speak was I fired one of the people who was in my room, but it wasn't easy. It was really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole point is, be more selective about who you let into your room. Well, how do you do that? Well, we recommend that you have a doorman. Now, a metaphorical doorman, mm-hmm. that's your subconscious taking a look at the people who are around you from a perspective of values. Is this the kind of person I really want to work with? Are they ethical? Do they come with a lot
of
trauma?
Would my mother approve of this person, right?
Yeah, you know, something like that, absolutely. Is this the person, you know, I think it was Jack Canfield that says you become the six or seven people you hang out the most with.
Right.
And so you become, to some extent, the people that you spend a lot of time with. And, you know, is this the right kind of person with my values? Do they share my values in work, in the projects, and personal? And you surround yourself with people like that. And by doing so, you build a stronger and stronger room. If you build a room with lots of drama and lots of chaos, your life becomes drama and chaos. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, how did I get here? What happened to have this happen? And it's usually the people in your room.
Well, exactly. And when you're talking about this, you're talking about in your life, in your business, in your career. Right,
yes.
That's this room you're talking about. This is not just a networking room. It's part of it, but
yes.
These are the people, and it reminds me of what I've said on the show before, Ivan, that when I turned 40 a while back, I said to myself, okay, I'm gonna get rid of people that don't make me happy, and I'm gonna try to find people and things and work that makes me happy. And I started doing that, and I've been moving in that direction ever since.
Yeah, I think I should have heard that presentation years earlier.
Well, you know, I mean, I think part of your room protocol that you're talking about, I think happiness ought to be part of that too.
Yes,
you know, people and things and work that makes you happy. Hold on to the thought. You got an International Networking Week website?
InternationalNetworkingWeek.com.
How about that, folks? It just like you would think, right? Also, BNI.com. That's a very powerful website, folks. Dr. Ivan Meisner and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.